Welcome back to Torat Imecha Haftorah. My name is Micha Horowitz, and today we will be studying the Haftorah of Parshas Toldos. It comes from Sefer Malachi, Perek Aleph, Pasuk Aleph, through Perek Beis, Pasuk Zayin. That is the Haftorah of Toldos. Malachi was the last of the Nevi'im. He lived during the beginning of the Bayis Sheni period, after the Second Temple had already been built. However, the Jews were not living up to their spiritual goals of that time. There was a lackadaisical attitude, to say the least, in terms of reaching spiritual heights. Even the Kohanim had been corrupted. There was intermarriage. It was not a high time in spirituality. And Malachi comes to give rebuke to the people, as we will see in the Haftorah. Now, again, like we have been saying, we have to know what happens in the Parsha to understand the connection between the Haftorah and the Parsha. So what is an overview of Parshas Toldos? It's not a particularly long Parsha. It begins in the middle of Perichav Hei. We have Perichav Hei, Perichav Vav, and Perichav Zayin. What happens in Perichav Hei? After 20 years of marriage, Yitzchak and Rivka give birth. Who is born? Yaakov and Esav. The story of Yaakov and Esav takes place quickly. They grow up. Esav is a hunter. Yaakov is a quiet man who dwells in the tents. Yitzchak loves Esav, but Rivka loves Yaakov. And Yaakov one day cooks a stew. Esav comes home hungry from the field. Pour into me some of that red stuff because I am tired. Yaakov makes a deal. He sees an opportunity. Michra kayom es becharaschali. Sell me your birthright today. Sell me the firstborn rights. Esav says, I'm going to die. What do I need the firstborn rights for? And in exchange for Nizid Adashim, lentil stew, Yaakov's Esav sells the Bechorah to Yaakov. Okay, Perichav Vav takes a, what's the word I'm looking for? It diverges from the narrative of Yaakov and Esav to tell us about Yitzchak and Rivka in the land of Gror because of a famine in the land. Yaakov is digging the wells. They contest with him over the wells. Perichav Zayin continues with the story of Yaakov and Esav when Yitzchak is old and he wants to give brachos. He calls Esav his eldest son and he says, prepare me food so I could bless you before I die. Rivka overhears. She orchestrates that Yaakov, dressed in Esav's hunting garments, should come in and get the brachos. That's a quick overview of the Parsha, since this is Haftorah weekly, not Parsha weekly. Okay, let us now keep that in mind and let us now look and say from Malachi the Haftorah. Okay, there are three main themes to the Haftorah. Obviously, we cannot go through every pasuk. There are three main sections, if you will, to the Haftorah. Section 1, which is Perek Aleph of Malachi, Psukim Aleph through Hey, the Navi speaks about that God chose Yaakov over Esav. So here we go. The most obvious connection to the Parsha is that Yaakov is chosen over Esav. Section 2 of the Haftorah, which is lengthier, is rebuke. It is tochacha, the tochacha of the prophet to the Bnei Yisrael. That's the remainder of Perek Aleph. That's Perek Aleph, Psukim Vav, through Yadalit. It is the rebuke of the Navi to the people for straying from the path of God, for corrupting the temple service. Even the Kohanim, the priests, do not behave properly in the temple. Hashem is rebuking the people. And then section 3, that continues, by the way, into Perek Beis as well. The Tochacha continues Perek Beis, Psukim Al, Beis, Gimel, Dalet, our further Tochacha. And the last section of the Haftorah, which is the final three Psukim that we read as part of the Haftorah, which is what we're actually going to be focusing on, Perek Beis, Psukim Hei, Vav, and Zayin, speak about the proper way that the Kohanim should be behaving. And commentators see these final three Psukim as an allusion to who? Aaron HaKohen, the quintessence, the epitome of what proper kahuna should be. So we're going to look at a selection of psukim from section 1, section 2, just to give you an idea of what the Haftorah is speaking about, and then we are going to go and focus on what I call section 3. I mean, I'm dividing into sections based on my learning and preparation of this year. I saw that it was clear that there were three sections. So section 1 deals with choosing, God's choosing Yaakov over Esav. What's the connection to Toldos? Well, who is chosen? Yaakov is chosen to carry on the Mesorah. Avram and Sarah, Yitzchak and Rivka, it will be passed to Yaakov, not Esav. So let's begin the of Torah, Perek Aleph of Malachi, Pasuk Aleph, Masa Dvar Hashem El Yisrael Biad Malachi, the prophecy, which is called here Amasa, which means a burden. Salvation is a beautiful piece where he speaks about how prophecy is a burden for the prophet to carry. But Lamaisa, Masa Dvar Hashem El Yisrael Biad Malachi, the prophecy, the burden, the word of God to Israel through the prophet Malachi. Steinsaltz Nevi'im points out, Malachi refers to the prophecy using the term Masa, which is a burden, which I just told you. This term suggests that prophets often experience having to give nevuah as burdensome. I mean, nobody wants your tochacha. Nobody wanted your Megillas Eicha. They tore it up and they threw it into the fire. Who wants to hear prophecy? It's a burden sometimes to speak the truth. Okay, Pasuk Beis. Ahavti Ashcham Amar Hashem. I loved you, said Hashem. But Amaratam, but you, the Bnei Yisrael said back, but ma ahavtanu, how have you loved us? How can we discern your love? To that God answers, hello, ach, Esav le Yaakov. Was Esav not a brother to Yaakov? Nu'um Hashem declares God, the ohav es Yaakov. Even though they were brothers, I loved Yaakov. Pasuk Gimel. Let me have two Pasuk Gimel here. That's Esav Sanesi, but I hated Esav. The Asim Esharav Shemama. Not only did I hate Esav, but I made his mountains desolate. This is a description of the fact that Hashem says Esav will never prosper. The Asnachlaso Lasanos Midbar. I made his mountains desolate. I rendered his inheritance habitation for the jackals of the wilderness. So in the first, what I'm calling section one, the first five psukim of the Haftorah, of which we just looked at three, it is clear that Hashem chose Yaakov over Esav. Section 2 of the Haftorah, which is much longer, Perek Al Psukim Vav through Yadalid, Perek Beis Psukim Aleph through Gimel, is sharp rebuke and harsh tochacha to the Bnei Yisrael for leaving the ways of Hashem. For example, Pasuk Ches of the rebuke, V'chi Tagishun Iver Lizboach, would you bring a blind animal as a sacrifice? Ein ra, is there nothing wrong with that? V'chi tagishu pisech v'chola, ein ra. Would you offer an animal that is lame or ill? Is there nothing wrong with that? Hakriveu na lepecha secha. Offer it to your governor. See if you would offer a lame. A blind, a blemished animal to a ruler of flesh and blood? Hayirtzecha? Will he be pleased? Oh, hayisa panecha? Will he show favor to your face? Amar Hashem Tzavakos? In other words, the Navi is saying, the word of God is saying, how could you bring blemished animals in my temple? How could you not care about the quality of your korbanos? How could you bring an animal with a mum, which is clearly forbidden from the Torah? Do you not have respect for God? Do you not show appreciation to God? Do you think you would bring such an animal to a ruler of flesh and blood? Pasuk Yud. Mi gam bachem. If there was only even one amongst you, the Yiskor Dolasayim, who would shut the doors of the temple, Velo Ta'iru Mizbechi Chinam, so you would not kindle my altar in vain. Ein li chefetz bachem, oi. I do not have any desire in you, Amar Hashem Tzavakos, says Hashem the Lord of Hosts, U'mincha lo erza miyadchem. And the mincha offering that you are bringing me, I do not accept it from your hand. Hashem says, because the service in the Beit HaMikdash has become disrespectful and corrupt, Hashem says, I will spread the dung upon your faces. If even one of you would just lock the temple door, says Hashem, do not kindle my altar in vain. I have no desire for you, says Hashem, the Lord of Hosts. I will not accept an offering from your hand. Hashem says, Perek Beis, Pasuk Beis, continuing, Imlo Tishmu. If you will not listen, ve'im lo tasimu aleif, and if you do not take these words to heart, la take kavod l'shmi, to give honor to my name, Amar Hashem Tzvakot, says Hashem the Lord of Hosts, v'shilachti b'chem es ha-me'era. These are words that are used to describe the klalos and the chumashim. I will send amongst you the fever, the wasting of way, the curses, v'arosi es birchoseichem, and I will curse your blessings, v'gam arosiha ki einchem samim aleif, and I will curse you, because you do not take my words to heart. If we do not repent, if we do not improve, if we do not do authentic Avodah Hashem, the Beit HaMikdash, Hashem says, so what do I need this for? Close up the doors. I'm not interested. What are the, now, section 3 of the Haftorah, what I'm calling section 3 really, is a message about Aaron HaKohen. After we learn that God chose Yaakov over Esav, after we hear the Tochacha, both to the people and to the Kohanim, now we come to what is the ideal of how we are supposed to serve Hashem. The Haftorah ends with these three psukim, Perek Beis, Psukim Hei, Vav, and Zayin from Malachi. Let's look at these psukim together. Pasuk Hei, Brisi Haisa Ito, Hechayim V'Hashalom. My covenant was with him. With who? The house of Levi. A covenant of Chayim and Shalom, life and peace. The Etnem Lo Mora Vayira Eni. And I gave the assurance to the tribe of Levi. I gave them this covenant, Mora, so that they shall fear me, Vayira Eni. And they had reverence, they had awe, they had Yiras Hashem. Again, this is in contrast to the rebuke of the people on the Kohanim in that time who do not have Yiras Hashem. And before my name, the tribe of Levi, the Kohanim, were fearful. They trembled. They were intimidated by me. Pasuk Vav, Toras Emes Haisa Befihu. This is, Avos Rabbi Nassan says, this is clearly referring to Aaron HaKohen who brought peace between people. We don't have time to go into the Braisa, but this pasuk is referring to Aaron. Toras emes haisa befihu, the Torah of truth was in his mouth. Va'avlo lo nimsa bisfasav, and no injustice was found on his lips. Bishalam ubemishar halachiti, with peace and with yashrus, with straightness, with honesty, with uprightness, he walked with me. V'rabi meheshiv ma'avon. And many, he, the Kohen, Aaron, turned away from sin. Pasuk Zayin, last pasuk of the Torah. Ki sifse Kohen yishmu da'as. Because the lips of the Kohen will safeguard knowledge. V'torah yivakshu mipiu. And Torah, the people will seek from his mouth. Ki malach Hashem tzevakosu. Because the Kohen, the proper Kohen, the emesdik, Yashra Sholem de Kohen, is an emissary of Hashem, the Lord of hosts. So the prophecy, the Haftorah, begins on a positive note. God says, I have chosen Yaakov over Esav, and I will lead Esav to a land of desolation, to a land of howling jackals. I will destroy his mountains. I will make his land live in desolation. Moving on to harsh tochacha for the terrible sins of the people and the beginning of the Bayi Sheni temple period. Ending with powerful words of almost a sense of nechama, that there is hope for repair and restoration. If we follow in the ways of Aaron HaKohen, then we will repair our relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. I'm going to read the last three psukim. I translated them already, so you could hear the lashon of the Navi himself without interruption. Brisi Haisa Ito, Hachayim v'hashalom, ve'einem lo mora v'yira'eni, umipnei shmi nichesu, toras emes haisa b'fihu, v'avlo lo nimtza b'sfasav, b'shalom b'mishar halachiti, v'rabim heishiv me'avon, ki sifse kohen yishmu das, v'torah yivakshu m'piyu, ki malach Hashem tzvakosu. What a beautiful ending to a tochacha that is very harsh. So I was thinking, what is the connection to the parsha? And I think that there's a very strong, a very, very beautiful connection here. These psukim not only describing Aaron HaKohen, but they can be seen as describing Yaakov Avinu himself. When Yaakov sold his lentil stew at the end of Parak Chof Hei in Parshas Toldos, Vayomer Yaakov, Michra Chayom es Bechoras Chali. Why did Yaakov want the Bechorah? What's the big deal? He wanted the Brachos? What did he specifically want? Oh, what does Rashi say? It's Perichav Hei Pasuk Lamed Aleph and Bereishis. Bechoras Cha. What did Yaakov want to really buy? Lefisha Ha'avoda B'Bechoros. Amar Yaakov, Ein Rasha Zeh Kedai She Yaakov V'Kosh Baruch Hu. Before Chet Ha'ego. Who is really supposed to be the one serving as doing the avoda to Hashem? Na Shevet Levi, Mila Hashem Elai, Parshas Ki Tisa, Lamed Beis and Shavos. Shevet Levi did not sin, and therefore by Chet Ha'egel, by the sin of the golden calf, and therefore the rights to doing the avoda were transferred to Shevet Levi. But who was really supposed to be from Yaakov Avinu, from the Bnei Yisrael, the ones who would be doing the avoda to Hashem? The Bechor. So Yaakov says, what do I want? I want to buy the rights to the Bechor because I want the rights to do Avodas Hashem. I want the right to be the Kohanim. I want the rights for my children to serve Hashem. Like Rashi says, Ein Rashi Zek Kedaisha, Yaakov the Kosh Baruch Hu. This wicked one, Esav, is not worthy that he should be Makriv Korbanos to Hashem. Let it come to me. What did Yaakov buy? Yaakov bought the rights to Avodas Hashem. How does the Haftorah end? By describing not only Aaron, it's a description of who? Yaakov Avinu. Even it struck me as so profound. What does it say about Yaakov? Torah, what does the Navi say in Malachi? Toras Emes Haisa Befihu. Who is that describing? To me it sounds like Yaakov Avinu. In fact, what does the Pasuk say in Micha? The very last Pasuk in an earlier of the Trei Asar, Micha, Perek Zayin Pasuk Chaf, Titein Emes LeYaakov. Chesed LaAvram, Asher Nishpatel V'Sinim, Yimei Kedem, Titein Emes LeYaakov. What is the mark of Yaakov Avinu? Torah and Emes. So when Malachi says in our pasuk at the end of the Torah, Toras Emes Haisa Befihu, Yaakov, the pasuk tells us, in Toldos, was an Ishtam Yoshev Ohalim. What does it mean he was an Ishtam Yoshev Ohalim? Which tents did he sit in? Ohal Shal Shem, the Ohal Shal Eivir. Rashi says he sat and he learned Torah. It's Perchav Hei Pasuk Chav Zayin in the Parsha. He sat in the tents of Torah. That's one Midah, Torah. Another Midah, Titein Emes LeYaakov, like Micha says about Yaakov Avinu. And finally, the Kohuna that he bought for a pot of stew. So what does that Torah have to do with the Parsha? It ends by describing the beauty of Yaakov Avinu, the Ishtam, Yoshev Ohalim, Yaakov who loved Torah, Torah's Emes Haibasabafiyah. But what kind of Torah? The uncorrupted, the truth of Torah, the beauty of Torah, the Titein Emes the Yaakov of Torah. And what did he buy? The rights to the Bechorah, the rights to bring the Korbanos, the rights to do the proper Avodas Hashem as Hashem wanted it to be done. And when a Navi, when a prophet, no, when a Kohen, when the Avoda, when Yaakov Avinu, when his children act like they should, B'shalom u'b'mishar halachiti, Yaakov and the Bnei Yisrael should always walk with Hashem with peace and with yashrus, v'rabim heishiv me'avon, and then we will bring back many from sin, ki sifsei kohen yishmu das, Yaakov Avinu bought the rights of the kohuna, because the mouth of the Kohen will guard the knowledge of Torah, v'torah yivakshu m'piu, and we will always come back to Yaakov Avinu, the father of the shivtei kah, to request Torah from his mouth, ki malach Hashem tzavakozu, because Yaakov, who saw malachim going up and down the ladder, is in the visage of an angel of God, the Lord of hosts. And I hope you enjoyed the limud. Baruch Hashem, how amazing it is to delve into the Torah and then connect it to the Parsha. So many new insights to share. Have a beautiful day. Thank you for studying with me. Bezer Hashem, we will continue next week. Kol Tov and Shabbat Shalom, Bezer Hashem to all.